This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, because why? You're listening to this radio show, Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so listen, welcome to the 24/7 365 news cycle. It is a glorious day in the United States of America. Wouldn't you rather be here than in North Korea? Or how about Venezuela? But if you're in California, you're getting kind of close to that Venezuelan model, you know. You better watch out. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And naturally, we're all talking about Charlottesville, Virginia. That's just one place. Now you got Dallas. Now you got Durham. Now you got the whole South is exploding. Because of monuments, because of statues, because of the symbolism of the hatred, the racism that went along with the Confederacy. And, of course, the destruction of American history. Now, let's not forget that. What you're really looking for here is the destruction of American history. Because why? Just like ISIS. You've got the globalists. I mean, the ISIS is the globalist. See, this is why we have divided up. No longer Republicans or Democrats. Forget it. Those parties are gone. You're out here in California, trust me, they're gone. They're globalists and Americanists. That's it. That's all you have. The globalists are here. They're embeds in everything that we do. This has been the mastery work of Agenda 21, the United Nations plan for the 21st century for you and me that, of course, you and I were not invited to the party for planning purposes. Heck no, why should we? No one told us about this little plan. Now, here's the problem. That's what we've got. Globalists who want to destroy the United States of America. do anything they can do to destroy Western civilization, I might add. Western civilization, that's one of the things they're after. All you need to do is look at what's been going on in Syria and Raqqa, all those places, where they have been destroying monuments hand over fist. And if it's a Christian monument, goodbye. That's what Al-Qaeda does. That's what ISIS does. That's what these people in the United States of America, because they're globalists, they do also. Remember we said there's links between the Muslim Brotherhood and various other religious organizations and the Communist Party USA. We can't throw that one out, especially in Durham, North Carolina yesterday. We'll get into that in a little bit. The notion here, the idea here for these folks is to destroy Americanism and the symbols of it. That means historical artifacts. The Civil War battlefields will be next. You watch. And then after that, once they've destroyed all those, by the way, I saw no law enforcement over there in Durham in the midst of all this pulling down. People just get up on ladders. I'm sorry, I'm catwalking here. But my point is that they are destroying monuments all over just because they feel they can now. They have license to destroy any American monument. Now, I say that Robert E. Lee is an American monument. He's part of my American history. I don't like what he stood for in a lot of ways, but I understand that he's an American icon from the standpoint it is historical. If we destroy these monuments, we destroy the history behind them, and then what? Well, you know what happens. Well, we're bound to repeat the history, of course. That's why we have to have these monuments restored and replaced if they're when they're destroyed. And these city councils that are running around destroying my American heritage, I take great offense to, as every exceptional American should. These monuments represent our history. Now, I can relay to you the history here in California, which no one knows. No one knows California history, which is really kind of interesting. It's not taught in the schools. Let alone even now, U.S. history and the Constitution is no longer. Listen, I was an educator for 41 years. I get it. I see it. I know what's going on. And the bottom line to it is that you've got a situation where you've got history being washed aside at every notion in the United States. Historical monuments being destroyed just like they are in Syria. They will progressively get into what? They will get into destroying, well, the Founding Fathers. That's what's next. They've wiped these things clean out of the slate of the schools and the education system. Now they have to do it from the monument standpoint. The symbols have to be destroyed. Next, it'll be the American flag. Of course it is. It's interesting the way they do these things very subtly. And I'll tell you about the American flag. Go to one of your, go to any kind of community meeting from now on and notice what's not present. It's not. It's a flag. They don't like the American flag much. The leftist candidates, the globalist candidates, very seldom wear an American flag. Now, your Americanist candidates for a particular, they always wear an American flag. It's something that they've got to do, and they do it. So anyway, just a little thought about destroying American culture. That's what they're up to. That's their goal. And they will not stop until we stop them. Now that is something to think about. What is going to stop them? Are the police going to stop them? I don't think so. If anything you saw that happened in Charlottesville, that was the one thing that was very, very obvious from the get-go on Saturday, was that these police were not doing anything to interfere with the violence that was going on right in front of them, only reluctantly. Now, I'm not the only, we were reporting it yesterday. We were reporting it on Sunday morning, actually, and saying this is just an absolute travesty. And everybody was saying that they stood down. I don't know about the orders. It's really hard to tell. That's why you have an investigation, and that's why Jeff Sessions jumped right in right away and said he's going to investigate what's going on in Charlotte. Now, this is a situation in Charlotte. I think it's going to be awesome that Jeff Sessions is going to investigate this, because now this was a complete false flag operation from start to bottom. Everybody gets it. It has all the signs, all the earmarks of an Obama-style false flag. Problem is this. There is no protection for whoever put this on, and we know who put it on. We know it's the deep state actors out there. There's no protection from prosecution with Sessions. See, this is one of the things I find it very odd in talking to some of my sources. I said to them, it seems that they've overplayed their hand in this one. And the response was, yes, they did. And there's going to be consequences. But the thing that really disturbed me most about what my people were telling me is that it's way from being over. That they're going to press this issue and press this issue, and any little thing that Donald Trump does that they don't like, they're going to jump all over. And also plan setup. This whole thing of them just destroying him on Saturday from CNN, the hate channel. I mean, you can't say it any other way, but CNN was, you put Van Jones on there, it was absolute precision what was going on from the president in terms of coordination of what was being said from CNN. And in fact, you kind of have to wonder, was there a deep state operator working close to the president where he gave his speech and did not denounce the KKK and the white supremacists and so on, which created the big stir, which was the signal for everybody to jump on board and attack the president? Did that come from the White House? His speech, did he use his speech, or was he prompted through his speech to trigger the response? When you deal with the deep state, this is the kind of stuff you have to think about. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. Okay, so what in the world is really going on? North Korea is one of the things that's really going on. What is happening with North Korea? We're going to be talking about in the second hour. Big things. Doesn't seem like, it looks like someone blinked, and it wasn't Donald Trump. Someone blinked, and it wasn't Donald Trump. Of course, if that was the only thing in the news cycle, then, Donald Trump's, I guess you would say, polling numbers would be through the roof. But, of course, no, you can't have that. No, you can't have that. Nope. What we have is a failure to communicate, if you know what I mean. A bold failure to communicate. And that failure has led to, obviously, some real, real trouble for the president. At least, that's what they say. This whole thing that's going on in Durham, North Carolina, all these monuments being brought down. There's going to be a point at which we Americans will push back. And it looked like there was that point was really what was going on in Charlottesville. And forget about there's two opposing sides here, and they're both hate groups. That's the problem. And again, I want to go back to the Charlottesville thing, and really, the McAuliffe, the governor there, is a jerk. He's an absolute jerk. He's the guy who came out and said, when we had the shooting with Scalise, remember him, the member of the House of Representatives, third ranking, who was shot? A gunman shows up, and he's going to kill all the Republicans. This is during the baseball game business, and they show up to the practice field, and they're practicing, and he shows up and is going to shoot them all. And he gets shot himself. Of course, the two police officers there that were bodyguards for Scalise kill him. They get wounded in the process, but the shooter gets killed. Scalise is down there on the field, and he's bleeding, shot in the hip, serious condition, been in and out of the hospital, numerous surgeries. And, he's going to make it barely. I mean, it's been, very, very much touch and go. So McAuliffe gets up there, and he's denouncing gun violence. He's denouncing gun violence. Okay? Well, this was a crazy man with a gun. I know. He bought the gun. He was a crazy man breaking the law. And he probably should, something should have been, he did have some warning signs, yet nobody seemed to have acted on the warning signs for the shooter. But the point is McAuliffe is out there raging against the gun. And we said this was going to happen. Remember at the time we were broadcasting around and saying, guess what, it's going to be the gun's fault sooner or later. And sure enough, it's McAuliffe steps up and just starts ripping into guns. And it's the gun's fault, clearly. Just like it's all the gun's fault in Chicago. So he says, we've got to stop this. This is terrible because we lose 93 million Americans every day in this country to gun violence. And then he goes on and repeats it like five or six times in the interview. And I'm sitting there thinking, 93 million? Are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen, there's only 380 million of us. So in 4 days, we're all gone. Because who's the last who's the person with the last gun standing is the question that after 4 days of just bloody conflagration by way of gun, can it be? I mean, this guy's a lunatic. So he's trying to make that point, and everybody's thinking, 93 million. I could, when I was watching the interview, I'm sitting there thinking, if I was a reporter and I was listening to this, I would say, this guy's like whacked. Well, maybe this guy would, but, the other reporters are kind of like, wow, 93 million, I wouldn't write that down. Nobody picked it up and denounced it. I was cracking up. So here he is now in the situation in Charlottesville. And he comes out and immediately starts denouncing the white supremacist, the other white groups, neo-Nazis and so on, doesn't say one thing about the other perps in this little situation. Didn't say one thing. Let's start with the BLM. No, that's not the Bureau of Land Management, although we have our issues with them. We're talking about Black Lives Matter. He does not come out and condemn it. Oh, no. Doesn't, or Antifa. Two known violent groups. I said this yesterday, and I'm saying it again. When you take a look at what happened in Dallas, we lost five officers there because of what Black Lives Matter protest. That's what that was all about. Everybody said it was an absolute ambush setup, and it was. Five officers killed. And guess what? Black Lives Matter was there. And boy, don't you remember the one of the preachers going out there and saying it was good about losing these officers? It was right. Where's the equivalence there, Mr. McAuliffe? The Black Lives Matter were also mixing it up. In fact, they weren't. It was not there. Black Lives Matter, and it was not their protest rally. Now, the white group, if you want to call them that, the white separatist, white nationalist, mixed in, there were neo-Nazis and Nazis. I'm not supporting them, but they had a legal right to be there. They had a permit to be there doing that. And who shows up? Antifa. Black Lives Matter. And they got battle gear on. Now, my question is this. And the police, where were they? They show up with battle gear. Now, we went back and talked about what happened in Berkeley on April 15th, I think it was. The world was introduced to Base Stickman. Base Stickman, he's got a helmet on. He's got goggles. He's geared up. I mean, really, he's got body armor on the whole nine yards. Well, okay. What does any... And again, he says he's a Trump supporter. And their Trump supporters are also all geared up. They're going to take on Antifa. Now, why? And, of course, what happened is the Berkeley police at this point, they actually did step in and they took the clubs, took knives, they took all these dangerous things that these people had, which I think is a pretty good idea. But in the case in Virginia, they didn't. They did not. They lost control of the crowd and fighting ensued. And who was not invited to the party? Whose permit was it not? It was not Antifa's. It was not Black Lives Matter. But McAuliffe, the governor, said nothing. He said nothing about Antifa, about Black Lives Matter. Now, if he was just saying Black Lives Matter and there were white supremacist neo-Nazis, and he wasn't saying anything about the neo-Nazis being there, I would be doing the same thing. You have violence is violence. We were saying the same thing in that rally in Berkeley, which, by the way, I said absolutely appropriately, I said that this is doing nothing but warming up the country for an increase in violence. And I will tell you now, these confrontations, if they're mismanaged by police, and if they're not managed well by municipalities, you're going to have an increased violence presence going on in every one of these protests. It's going to be working its way up the food chain until you get to mass killings. People bring guns and then start settling it with guns. That's the way they do revolution, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists are here. They're orchestrating these things. And what we need to do is be smarter than them. Law enforcement, be smarter than the rioters. Governors, mayors, watch your language. But of course, the globalists want this to happen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay you U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Jeff Sessions says the DOJ will pursue charges over violence in Virginia.
It doesn't meet the definition of domestic terrorism in our statute. We are pursuing it in the Department of Justice in every way that we can make it, make a case. You can be sure we will charge and advance the investigation toward the most serious charges that can be brought.
But here's a question. Is the hate speech that inspired the violence protected by our Constitution?
Judge Andrew Napolitano is here to weigh in. And this is what a lot of people are talking about post what happened on Saturday that was so tragic. How far can you go when it comes to free speech?
Well, that's a great question. The short answer is hate speech is protected. Think about it. The speech that we love and that we welcome doesn't require protection because we welcome it. It's the speech that we hate and fear that the Constitution protects. So, here's the rule. All harmless speech is protected, and all speech is harmless when there is time. That's the key. Time for more speech to rebut it. So if the person that organized this white supremacy rally stood up and said something incendiary and encouraged the crowd to commit violence, and there is time for someone to challenge what he said. Even if no one actually challenges it, there is time for someone to do it. Then his speech is protected, and he is not criminally liable for the consequences of his speech. We're not talking about the guy that drove the car. That's obviously a
crime. For how much time,
then?
We're
just talking about speech.
That's interesting. It's not just incitement. It's not just encouragement of violence or of something illegal. It's... So if I was to stand up and say something, hey, go kill that guy, if there's enough time to rebut it, I'm okay?
Yes, and you are not responsible for the person who killed. There's no rule of thumb on how much time, as long as a reasonable person would believe that there's enough time to challenge it. So think of it this way. The only speech that can be prosecuted is successful incitement. If you successfully incite the crowd because there was no time to rebut what you said, then you can be held criminally liable in this hypothetical for what the crowd did.
Is that like hollering fire in a movie theater?
No, hollering fire in a theater is entirely different because that is controlled by the owner of the theater. We're talking about the government now.
Right.
Remember, the First Amendment only regulates the government. It doesn't regulate what people do on private property. Westboro Baptist Church, you know this. You know this awful case. Mm-hmm. The horrific things they say about the military at funerals for guys and women who have given our lives. Supreme Court said... accepted speech. Very famous case in Chicago where a priest gave an incendiary speech and the mob destroyed the hall and the police arrested and prosecuted the priest. Supreme Court threw it out because you can't have the crowd determine what the speaker is allowed to say. So bottom line is the First Amendment was written to give the broadest, widest, most possible protection to speech, even speech we hate. Because the best remedy for hateful speech is not to suppress it, but to rebut it, to challenge it.
Can you see that ever changing?
I hope not.
I hope not.
One of the beauties of our system is that you are free to go right out on that street corner and say whatever you want.
Make a fool of yourself and be discredited in the process.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Well, with Kilmeade, we're here. He'd give us an example. Only kidding, Brian, only kidding.
Well played.
You know that.
Well, we better get used to it because the organizers of the rally from Saturday say they're going to continue throughout the calendar year.
And they have the right to do it. Wouldn't you rather have hate, as horrible as it is, out in the open so we know where it is, and we know who's spewing it, and we can challenge what they say, rather than having it bubbling beneath the surface. It's going to pop up somewhere.
That's right.
Anyway.
Discredit them in the court of public opinion.
Correct. The remedy for hateful speech is more speech.
Yeah, Judge, that's very well said. Great to have you on.
Thank you.
Okay, that's correct. I believe that the remedy for hateful speech is more speech, and I think it's a very. Interesting that as we consider radical Islamic terrorists and what's going on oftentimes in the mosques about hateful speech towards the United States, it's not rebutted. That's different, I guess. That would be an interesting question. I'm just throwing this in here in the discussion. Because everybody denounces it, right? I mean, we went through 8 years of someone who was denouncing any kind of hateful speech or any kind of speech that someone was uncomfortable with about Muhammad. Right? What's up with that? There's an exception there? In this country? See, this is the thing that seems to be somehow lost in the dialogue of all this stuff. What about Islam and what about Muhammad and what was going on for the last 8 years about a president who was denouncing us for having those kind of comments? What about the video? What about the video that prompted Benghazi? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? And Susan Rice. It was this terrible, hateful video. And what did we do? We even spent, I don't know, $75,000 to air commercials in Pakistan that we were denouncing this whole video thing and don't riot because of us. It wasn't us, it wasn't our government that produced the video. What about that? What about the public opinion on that one? But I guess we can't do that. We can't criticize anything dealing with the Prophet Muhammad. Right? There's an exception there. I don't want to, disparage Judge Napolitano, but clearly there's an exception there. We can't do that. It's okay to put a crucifix in a jar of urine, I'm supposed to accept that as a Christian. I don't. But what about that? See, it's got to work both ways in this country for it to work without exceptions. And yes, if there's criticism, they need to be, people can rebut it. Absolutely. But don't single it out for one person, one thing, one exception, not working. So what about this hate speech that's been going on between these two parties? Where was McAuliffe on the issue? Oh, he was lost in the... And see, this is the point about the governor. He wants to run for president against Trump in 2020. Man, the guy who took money from the Clinton Foundation, that's him. That's McAuliffe, governor. I mean, so I don't know if that's going to be resolved. What's going to happen with the Clinton Foundation? I know they're looking into it. More stories about Clinton and emails today. We'll get to that later. But my point is this about McAuliffe and his ability to do what? To rally the folks? What he was doing yesterday, or what he was doing Sunday, in my opinion, he was inciting people to further violence. That's what I think he was doing. He was putting out a call to folks to go out and do bad things and violent things to the so-called white nationalist. Now, I stand in opposition to that. I would certainly stand in opposition if he was making same assertions about black Americans, Mexican Americans, or any other racial or ethnic group. Absolutely. But in his context, all he talked about were white separatists. He never once brought up the other side, the other violent side that's affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood and the Communist Party USA. We know that. That's the one-sided nature. And he, as a public official, having the pulpit that he has, can incite people to do bad things. And I think of Mayor Tom Bradley, just when the verdict came in about the Rodney King thing, and he said the people must vent because he disagreed with the verdict. He went out as a public official, and the riots started. The L.A. riots started within moments. They were pulling Reginald Denny out of the truck and smashing his head with a brick. That's what McAuliffe did yesterday. And guess what? The results? Well, they're starting to percolate around the nation. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the U.N., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Okay, so spreading the hate, as the governor of Virginia wants to do. Spreading the hate. We go to Durham, North Carolina. Richmond, by the way, Virginia. We brought this up at the end of the show yesterday because it came up at the very end, just to kind of keep you up to date with what's going on now. The same group that... basically, a similar group. This is a Confederate-aligned group, Confederate Nation. Confederate Veterans, actually. A nonprofit organization is going to have a rally in Richmond, Virginia. Now, this is going to be a little bit different type of group, apparently, by name, because it's a very closely affiliated with the relatives of Confederate veterans who fought in the Civil War. So that's, you know, that's a whole different bailiwick. Now, it's hard for them to pin on them, but although they probably will. The Antifa and the Communists and the McAuliffes and so on, they're going to pin on them that they're white supremacists, of course, and they're not. I mean, there were black veterans in the Confederacy. Hello. Just a little thought I might add. But, you know, you get into the situation in Durham yesterday, because what happened? Protesters in North Carolina tear down Confederate statue. Of course. They just tore that puppy down. They just tore it down. Tucker Carlson has a few things to say about it.
Well, I think it just happened. Gather around this, attach a strap to the head of the statue, and pull it down. Now, I'm sure it'll be applauded by the left. They don't like these statues. That's fine. Well, there it is right there. Watch this. I think this just happened, okay? There it is. Now, I'm not exactly sure where this is, but it's clearly a public space. There are no police to be seen. And my question is, if a crowd of people with strong political views can destroy a statue, why can't they set your house on fire? I mean, in other words, why doesn't this stuff accelerate into something really dangerous? Why wouldn't it?
Well, that's a great question, and Tucker, it almost happened on Berkeley.
See, this was happening as Tucker Carlson's show was on. This is Dan Bongino who's chiming in here. And this is the point I'm trying to make. And I said this earlier, there were no police present around this, and it was quite a mob and had been a mob for a while. Where were the police? Were they standing down in this circumstance? Well, see, that's what prompts these questions. That's just kind of obvious. Were they standing down?
Berkeley campus, where they literally almost set the building on fire. You know what needs to happen here? You need to go back to the old Rudy Giuliani approach after Crown Heights. You mentioned the David Dinkins era before with the Crown Heights riots. I remember that. I was a cop in the Giuliani era. And the Giuliani theorem was, you throw a bottle, you're going to jail. The guy behind you throws a bottle, he goes to jail too. Nobody gets a free pass. And you know what happens? People learn really quickly that that's not going to go down that way in New York.
Yeah. So there we go. It was a Confederate soldier, memorial to the dead Confederates is what it was, apparently, and they brought it down, toppled it. A man got up on a ladder. You can see him. We got the picture of him. And the thing is he going to be prosecuted is the other thing. I mean, it's just, see this, in other words, and the point that Tucker raised there was great. What happens if a group of people show up in front of your house, and what are you going to do about it? What happens then? What happens when a group of people show up in front of your house, they want to burn it? Break out the torches. We forgot the pitchforks at home. We're just going to show up with the torches. Is that what we're doing? I mean, really, is that what we're doing? Is that what we're going to allow people to do? That's, and I, again, the strange behavior here in this case of in Durham, and also the strange behavior of the police in Charlottesville. That is the question mark. Now, there's a picture. We got the picture up on Agenda 21 Radio. I got this picture of, there's a sheriff looking over, looking around. You can see his placard on the back of his, on his back. It says sheriff. And the statue behind him there, right in front of, in the front part of the picture. And I put that up there because, you know, I wanted to say, where were you, sheriff, when this thing all broke out? Where were, they got a long ladder. Obviously, they are prepared for this. One of those big, long aluminum ladders. Obviously, this was very well planned out, very well orchestrated, very well organized. They got this big, huge ladder. A guy gets up there and he puts a strap up over the neck of the statue of the soldier, and they pull it down. The new American ISIS. Here we go. And oh, by the way, guess who was there? Communist Party USA. Absolutely. They were there. The union folks were there. They were chanting. Cops, this is what they said. Workers World Party, workers.org. That's what, this is the Communist Party USA. They had placards. Cops and Klan go hand in hand. That's what they were saying there. That's what their posters said. Really sophisticated, well-paid-for posters. Here we go again. Cops and Klan go hand in hand. That was the message that they were singling out. That was the message. Now, I got to tell you, it doesn't get any more obvious than this, that this is what's going on when you have communists meeting up with Islamists, meeting up with Black Lives Matter, meeting up with Antifa, that this is anarchy 101. Yet there's no police to stop it. Now, I know that what we've heard from the Charlottesville police chief is that, no, there was never an order to stand down. Maybe there was no order that was standing to stand down, but there was certainly a lot of people implying it to the police to stand down because they weren't standing up. They were standing down. And quite frankly, if you want to stop this, you have to let the police do police work. That's the only way you can stop this, by letting police do police work. Antifa, anyone? Antifa? Really? We'll mention them a lot. We don't have any problems telling you who's the violent one. If there's neo-Nazis that are violent, absolutely. Come on. Violence is violence. Unbridled violence is anarchy. And that's what the globalists want. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, when we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about, well, North Korean nukes. And information that's come to us by way of some of our sources that were, this is, and it's a developing story, so we're going to talk about that. It's going to kind of stun you, but it shouldn't stun you, those of you that have been listening to Agenda 21 Radio and some of the stuff that we've been able to develop. Since last year, some of the stories that we've been able to develop have been pretty phenomenal about Korea and China and all that good stuff. Okay, now, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And Numana Foods. Support Agenda 21 Radio by getting all of your survival needs taken care of. And by the time we get done with next hour, you're going to say, I'm going to pack up, I'm going to stock up, I'm going to do whatever I can to get as many survivalist preparations taken care of before big things happen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at the show all the time at this point, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.